Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we going home, y'all. Old school. Yeah.
Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on. Come on. Thank God. Amen. For all that he has done, all that he's doing, all that he's about to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Do you know when praises go up? Hallelujah. Blessings come down in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on into him this morning with all faith, believing God, trusting God for the miracles, trusting God for the turnaround, trusting God for the healing, trusting God for the deliverance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. How many of you know that with God all things are possible? With man it will cost to nothing, but God is from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. Will you come today asking God, hallelujah, will you give it all over? Hallelujah. Allowing God to do it. Will you get out of your way? Amen. And let God have his way because he is a way maker. Hallelujah. Come on, family. Come on, let's give God some praises then. Come on and thank God for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come on and make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Amen. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, help us on today.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come this day, O God, with all faith. We come humbling ourselves, O Lord, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, for you are the creator of heaven, O God, and earth. As your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of this world. Your Spirit, witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in you. We come believing this morning with all faith on one accord, with combined faith, oh God, that you will move mighty on this land, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, oh God, bringing your peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God, your joy, oh God, making a way out of nowhere where it seems to be no way for your children, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, amen, out of the love and hallelujah that you placed in us in our heart, oh God, for you. Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, oh God. Repenting in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, hallelujah, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, but with man the flesh it shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, hallelujah, the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, even pines for the cause of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our soul cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire be early and everly increasingly in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Uphold us with thy free spirit. Hallelujah. Let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let there be no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, love, and kindness. That we sing praises to you all the day of our life. Oh, Heavenly Father, create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Lead us, oh God. Hallelujah. Lead us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In our worship this day, that we worship the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. In spirit and in truth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the lying down and the raising up. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul. We thank you, Father God, as you that kept your warring angels around us to keep us, oh God, from hallelujah, seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as you, oh God, hallelujah, that kept those in our family. So we thank you for your hand of protection right now. In the name of Jesus Jesus Christ, that there shall be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Oh Lord, move mighty on this side today, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every hindering spirit. We come against every lying, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of bitterness, spirit of anger, rage, and wrath. We come against every, hallelujah, spirit of limitation, procrastination, stagnation. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, of addiction. We come against every spirit of destruction, death, and premature death. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, anxiety, fear, and worry. We come against every spirit of shame, guilt, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of poverty, lack, and death. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we command you to cease your work, to die at the root, and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, and we decree and declare this deliverance this day. Amen. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, of ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses. Hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us or on us, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we receive our deliverance right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. For the Bible says when the Son sets you free, that we are free indeed. And we thank you for our freedom. We thank you for our liberty. Amen. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, have your way, God.
Thank you. Have your way, right?
We just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, hallelujah, we couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh, Lord, move on us and in us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we put on us right now the full armor of God. And we declare to have the full armor of God covers us, hallelujah, from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take, hallelujah, the shield of faith. And we quench every fiery dart of the enemy that is in our way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose from every stronghold, soul tie, strong man, messenger of Satan, or anything from the kingdom of Satan to try to attack themselves to us or on us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory right now because we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood that covers us, that redeems us, that protects us, that heals us, that sanctifies us, that makes all things new. We just want to say thank you. We know wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the devil cannot come near. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We enter in with all faith. Combined faith this morning. Oh, Lord, move mighty, oh God. That your word might root in us, oh God. That it be in breath on our hearts and our mind, oh God. Helping us to keep our minds straight on you. Oh, Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh Lord. Let us not be tempted by the devil in his angels, oh God. Hallelujah. We will not turn to the left or to the right or look back, but keep our eyes stayed on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, for you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Your strength, oh God, that we are able. Hallelujah. By you, oh God, we're able to overcome. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you overcame this world, and we thank you that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who conquered the world. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us to remember that all the days of our life. I pray for continued blessings for all that's on this line this morning and all that have an ear to hear and receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us new eyes to see, oh God, beyond the natural to the supernatural. Oh, Lord, give us new ears to hear beyond the natural to the supernatural. Natural. Oh, Lord, let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Hiya. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hiya. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we're new creatures in Christ. Amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we will not be denied. We will not take any substitutes or counterfeits. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare no mishaps, no setbacks. Hallelujah. No losses, no deaths. In the name of Jesus Christ, no opportunities because we are children of God. Go after the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that we can decree and declare because you're on our side. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against them, judgment, you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh God. We bless your name, Lord. Oh Lord, do all that you can do. Because we know you can do all things but fail. And Lord, I ask that your blessings and our going and coming on today. Those of us that are traveling on the road right now will be traveling. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies, oh God, to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over our homes that we leave on today. We decree and declare that all is well in our homes. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation we will take on today. And we decree and declare that we're covered. Hallelujah. Every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building the place up. Everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Let there be a washing and a cleansing on this line. We thank you that our sins are forgiven, oh God. My Lord, my God, according to 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sin to you, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all the unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level. And we receive it right now by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And we forgive ourselves. Hallelujah. We decree the cloud freedom right now. We decree the cloud life and not death. Hallelujah. We come receive blessings and not curses. I speak life over everyone that's on this line. I speak blessings over you and in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak healing to your body, strength to your bones, peace to your mind. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, but it will shed in the air. Will the devil try to? We thank you, Lord God, that you said no. In the name of Jesus Christ, for your promises is yes and amen. And we receive the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Touch right now, Father God. Touch the heart of your children, oh God. Create in us a clean heart, oh God. Help us to forgive, oh God, and let go and let you have your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, wipe every tear from our eyes, oh God. Those that are lost and loved, oh God, your word said weep and do it for a night. But joy coming in the morning. Oh Lord, let joy come right now. Receive the joy of the Lord, for it is your strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill up the overflow, oh God, with thy joy, oh God. Man can't understand, oh God. When God gives us joy, hallelujah, the human mind cannot comprehend. My Lord, my God. Oh Lord, call your children out of darkness, oh God, this day and this hour, to come to the true light, oh God. Hi, son of a hair. We just want to say thank you, oh God, that we no longer wander around in darkness, that we've come to you in the glorious light, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still come thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hiya. Oh God, we thank you. You're not like man. Amen. Oh Lord, we thank you, God, that if we come, your word that if we come to you, God, hallelujah, believe it in our heart, oh God, that we can be delivered. You will deliver us, oh God. Your word says, Father God, that we cannot please you. We have no faith. Oh Lord, we come with our faith, but we ask in Jesus' name, help our unbelief. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare this prayer as we enter in this soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In the promises of God. In the Holy Spirit of the living God. That the word of us all that believe. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. The glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you open up your mouth and give God some praise this day? Hallelujah. Do you understand and know that many lay down last night but didn't get up this morning? Do you know many left their homes on yesterday but did not return? Do you know many sent their children out to school yesterday and did not receive their children back? Do you know many right now, hallelujah, woke up yesterday speaking and by the end of the hour they could not speak? Do you know many who used to could feed themselves that can't feed themselves no more? There were many that used to could walk and run, but they can't even move their limbs. Do you understand that God, hallelujah, is working it out for your good? Do you understand that God is still able? Hallelujah. If he did it for your mother, if he did it for your grandmother, your grandmother, don't you know that God can do it for you? But you just have to believe. I want you to understand you're not here because something you did. Amen. I want you to understand it's not because because of your education that you have. It's not because of the money in your bank account. It's not because of who you married or what you look like. See, God has a plan for you. Amen. And he has kept you for the plan and the purpose that he has for your life. Amen. So you may have a plan for yourself, but God has a plan for you. You're not here to fulfill your own purpose and where. You're here to fulfill the purpose that God has for your life. I want you to understand, if you really want to know who God is, just ask him and he will reveal to you. But you got to be willing, amen. That's not out of an act for man to see, because God knows your heart. He knows your true intentions, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you understand, it's nothing that you did to keep you here. It's nothing that you took to keep you here. It's no medication or herb that man gave you to keep you here. It's the resurrection power that's working on the inside that raises you up daily. Hallelujah. When you understand and know, hallelujah, because God has a plan for you, that's the reason why you're still here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, where you shout, 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 where you praise the rain where you are, though it hurts right there, though it don't look good, though it don't feel good, where you still praise him. Thank you, Lord. Whatever it is you have for me to do, that I will do. Oh God, but I need your strength, oh God. I need your peace, oh God. I need your peace, oh God. That the fruit of your spirit can root in me, oh God. That I may run with it, oh God. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Let's thank him on today. Hallelujah. And sometimes we just come to him with a whole bunch of requests. Will you just thank him on today? Will you just give him praise on today? Because he's God Almighty, oh God. There are many gods, but hallelujah. There's only one Almighty God. Yahweh, Hashataya. There's only one. The creator of all. In all. Hallelujah. See, there's deliverance on this line. There's restoration. Do you want to be restored? I don't care what mama, brother says. Do you want to receive? See, Jesus asked the man who sat at the and he was lame in his body for years. And he said, I've been sitting here for a long time, but every time I try to get to the water, somebody go before me. He said, I ain't trying to hear about your problems. I asked, do you want to be saved? Do you want to be healed? I'm sorry. Do you want to be healed? He said, yes, and honey. Jesus said, rise up and take up your bed. He said, I ain't got time to hear. I know what you've been through. I know how long you've been here, but do you want to be healed? Do you want to be delivered? Do you want to be set free? I don't want to hear about how long, what they did. Do you want to? Can you hear me today? Hallelujah. Rise up and take up your bed and walk. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah What is the plan that you have for my life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because his word says in Jeremiah is to give you a hope in the future, to give you an expected end. Amen. The word of God says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, or entered into the heart of man. The plan that God has for his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you enjoy it? Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless your family. God bless you, family. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that's present right now. That is speaking this day because there's a word. Hallelujah. Just for you. Hallelujah. But will you receive it?
Wow.
Hallelujah. See, many won't receive
Hallelujah.
What God has for them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They say that ain't for me. That's for somebody else.
Hallelujah.
But it's for you. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got many people there saying, I'm good. But God is saying, come on. She said, no, I'm good. No. Ain't nobody good but God. Amen. Even Jesus said that. He said, when the man said, oh, you're a good teacher. He said, ain't nobody good but my Father. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on now. We come to have church on today. Yeah. We thank God, and we thank God for the Holy Spirit that He has sent us. We thank God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all know that the Holy Spirit is a gift to us? Amen. Hallelujah. To lead and guide and direct us in this life. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to step out of self. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. A lot of times we go on and join in with the devil, but the Bible tells us, we children of God, to resist the devil and he shall flee.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We ask you, Father God, to help us to resist the devil. Lord, that you would give us the strength, oh God. Though we fall down, family, we get back up again because we have Christ. Don't stay down too long. Don't stay there too long. Get back up again. Because you have the power to get back up again. God has given us the power and the authority. Hallelujah. But will you open up your mouth and use that power and authority in your mouth to get back up again? Sometimes you got to speak to yourself and say, self, get up. Self, shut up. Self, get the moving. You got to speak to yourself. See, the devil want to shut you up. He wants you to speak his language. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But we thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, family. Welcome. God bless you all.
Welcome.
I hope I wasn't too loud in your ear, but I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm gonna look. I'm not gonna apologize. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes we have it set up the way we think God wants us to do, and God is stepping in and say, no, I'm gonna take it this way. Hallelujah. Because I got something for my children, and they must receive it today. Hallelujah. We thank God for opening us up this morning. We thank God for opening up the channels of our spirits so that we can receive on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, many of us, I just want to give this kind of this scenario. You have some people, they'll see somebody with a gun, they'll say, go ahead, shoot me. And not have a sense to just get out the way. Sometimes you just got to get out the way. Then somebody say, a car coming, they say, they going to just go have to hit me because I'm not moving. And you got some people like that. They say, hey, you better get out the street, that car coming. When they see me, they going to just have to hit me. When you get out the way, you have received the warning before destruction. But because of your prideful self, you will not get out the way.
Oh, God.
And you ain't got no insurance. You ain't died. You wounded, but you ain't got no insurance. We thank God this morning. That's it.
For you.
Amen.
We love
get out of God's way. So he can have his way in you. Amen. Welcome, family. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for this day once again that we could come together. I'm so excited about the things of God, and I thank the Holy Spirit for His presence on today. Amen. We gonna start with Avern the scene. We wanna know how you're doing and how you've been. Avern the scene. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you and to everybody on the line. I'm blessed. I'm doing fine. Doing good. Doing great. And I'm thankful every day of my life. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, I pray day and night, day and night. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Bernice. We love you so much. We thank God for you. I pray you all can hear me clearly. We have been working out this line, and my mother has helped me to make sure that we're on today. So I'm so grateful. So I'm praying y'all can hear me well.
Well.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Bernstein. Again, we love you so much, and we thank God for you. Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you. Go ahead. How you doing? And how you been?
Good morning to everybody from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing well today. Lord woke me up this morning. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mama. We love you so much. I thank God for
you. Love y'all too.
Amen. Cousin Bonnie and A. Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning.
I'm good.
Good morning. God woke me up this morning, but you just hit me right against the head. Everything you were saying, I thank God for you. You're a powerful lady, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm good. Thank you, Lord. Lord bless you. God keep you. I love you so much, and I thank you. We got people on the line that's talking. If you can mute your call, if you have background stuff going on, because every line is open right now. If you have a TV on, a radio, or you're in the store, or you have children, until we get to you, if you can mute your call and see your name is on call so we don't get all the background. We want to hear everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I hope nobody got offended today. We just want to make sure everybody is heard. We come against the spirit of distraction because the enemy would try to distract us with all kind of stuff so that we don't receive what God has for us. And it'd be little things. Amen. Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been, Aunt Vera?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We doing good. God
Amen.
Bless you. We love you so much. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruthie, may God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Say good morning, Mother.
Thank you.
Say good morning to your family. Good morning, family. God bless you. Mm-hmm. God keep you. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning, Cousin Brenda Gale, Auntie Ruthie May. Hallelujah.
Well, we are doing well. We've had a really good week, thank God. A really good week.
Amen.
Our good
amen.
Days outnumber our bad days, so we're
amen.
Good.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you both. We love you so much, Auntie Ruthie May and Cousin Brenda Gale. So good to hear your voice this morning. Amen.
We love you,
amen. Back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm just great. And I thank you so much for that powerful prayer. And
thank
that
you,
fire man. Has hit. And I tell you, it's awesome. You are just absolutely wonderful. Gosh, I can't
thank
say
you.
It enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm doing
thank
great.
You.
Blessed, and so thankful to God to still be here to see another day and another
yes,
day.
Yes, Lord.
To praise his name and give him glory because he's due all things.
Yes,
and I'm just
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Good to hear his family on the line. Everybody's doing well. Thank
Amen.
You, thank you,
thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. So good to hear your voice. We love you so much. We thank God for you. We thank you for being in position
thank
with
you.
Us today in prayer, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome.
Hallelujah.
How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing
good.
Good
morning. God bless.
I thank God for this wonderful day. Thank God for keeping me in the shape that I am in today. And that
yes,
prayer that prayed this morning was a powerful prayer. And I felt it. And I thank God
okay.
for you. I thank God for
thank
my
you.
Family. And I just, I'm just happy to be here. Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We thank God.
Amen.
Yes, amen. We thank God for you. We love you so much. Aunt Eliza Jane, so good to hear your voice every Saturday. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Kim,
amen.
God bless you. I'm sorry, not Cousin Kim, not yet. Mama Sharon, God bless you. Y'all, that's my other mama. Sister Sharon, God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
God bless. I say good morning to the ones who's on the phone today, and may God bless you. And boy, that prayer was on fire. And
amen.
I heard that prayer this morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because
thank
she heals the day that the Lord has made. And whatever
yes, Lord.
The Lord wants me to do, I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes,
that,
Lord.
That prayer,
yes.
Was, that prayer taught me. I had chills running through me. And I just
thank
love
you,
and
Lord.
I
thank
hope
you
we keep me. On doing what God tells you to
do. Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
I love you. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. We thank God for you. We love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We
hallelujah.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit that is present. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm just a vessel that the Holy Spirit flows, yeah. And I just thank God for the youth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All belongs to God. My life does not belong to myself. I give it all over to God.
Oh,
all praise and honor
God.
Goes to you, Heavenly
God.
We just
Hallelujah.
Want to thank you, Lord God. If it had not been for you, Father God, where would we be? Thank you this day that you have kept us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're all in his hands. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much.
For
sharing God.
Where would you be? Amen.
Cousin Kim, God bless
hallelujah.
You. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Ooh, hallelujah.
Cousin Kim.
Good morning. Good morning, family. All is well. All is good. Thanking God for another day. I've already been to the park and walked already, so Kathy told me to tell y'all hello. We've already
hello.
Departed. And everything is good. Good to hear everyone's voice.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, Cousin Kim. So good to hear your voice every Saturday on the line. In
Jesus'
name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is my niece, Twan, on the line. Twan, welcome. God bless you. How you been? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Feeling good. And I'm grateful just to be here in the presence of God and in the presence of my family, who I haven't seen none of y'all. I don't probably know what y'all look like, but I'm glad that I'm able to be here on this morning. I enjoy it, and I know it's just a promise that's on our family for abundant spiritual wealth and just growth, and so I'm happy and I'm grateful.
Amen, amen. And I wish you guys, it's so good to hear your voice, to have our young adults on the line, and to be able to receive the word of God and to share it. It is not for us to keep to ourselves, amen, but to share it amongst others, amen, other believers, even the unbelievers, that they may ask, how can I be saved, amen. Hallelujah. And I love when you said spiritual wealth on this family. Amen. I always tell people I'm so rich. Hallelujah. In spirit, I thank God for it. I'm so spiritually wealthy in the name of Jesus. And can't nobody take it away. Amen. There's something about spiritual wealth and riches that come from God, and no man or nothing, no situation or circumstance can take it away. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning, family. I'm blessed this morning. I'm feeling good in my body, and I enjoyed that prayer, and keep on giving those prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God. I don't know this phone number, but we welcome you. Phone number 929-527-0194. Phone number 929, area code 527-0194. Anybody know who that is? Okay. I'm sorry. We can't hear you. God bless you. We welcome you on the line today. I'm not sure what family member or friend that is, but we welcome you, and we pray all that is well with you and your household in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If by any chance your line opens back up when we take our prayer petition, then we'll call your number again, okay? So I don't know if it's I don't know that number, so I don't know who that is. But anyway, God bless everyone. Welcome, family, once again. Tomorrow is Father's Day, and we want to pray for our fathers. We want to pray for the men in our family, our sons, our grandsons, that are fathers, amen, that God is blessed to be a father. We pray their strength, and we pray for divine position for their life, for God has called man to be the head of his home and the priest of his home, that they will take position, amen, and we pray that God will help them and guide them and direct them in the name of Jesus. We pray multiply blessings and spiritual wealth upon the men of God, amen. We pray for their protection, amen, and the favor of God upon their life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that when God bless them, God will bless them, and that God will multiply him with his goodness and his favor all the days of their life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just thank you, Father God, for it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, if you have your Bibles, we're going to have our Bible reading, our scripture. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, if you'll grab your Bible, amen. We're going to be, the word is going to be coming out on screen. Scripture today is going to be coming out of the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 26.
So that's Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26. The Bible reads, I say then, walk in spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Verse 26 says, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So what the Bible is saying, family, and I pray that you take this word and apply it to your life and then not keep it to yourself, but tell someone else. Amen.
Amen.
The scriptures that if your desire is to have the qualities that are listed here in verses 22 and 23, then you know that the Holy Spirit is leading you. So at the same time, be careful not to confuse your subjective feelings with the Spirit's leading. See, being led by the Holy Spirit involves the desire to hear, the readiness to obey God's word, and the sensitivity to discern between your feelings and his promptings. Live each day controlled, and guided by the Holy Spirit. Then the words of Christ will be in your mind, and the love of Christ will be behind your actions, and the power of Christ will help you control your selfish desires. See, Apostle Paul described the two forces conflicting within us, the Holy Spirit and the flesh, our evil desires or inclinations that stem from our bodies. So Apostle Paul is not saying that these forces are equal. The Holy Spirit is infinitely stronger, but if we rely on our own wisdom, we will make wrong choices. If we try to follow the Spirit by our own human effort, we will fail. Our only way to freedom from our evil desires is through the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Hallelujah.
We all have evil desires, and we can't ignore them. See, in order for us to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance, we must deal with them decisively. We must crucify them. See, these desires include obvious sins such as sexual immorality and sorcery. They also include less obvious sins such as hatred, selfish ambition, and envy. See, those who ignore such sins or refuse to deal with them reveal that they have not received the gift of the Spirit that leads to a transformed life. Amen. When you receive Christ and you receive the Holy Spirit, you become a new creature in Christ. You become transformed. Amen. So when people say, God ain't finished with me yet, the old me will come out. No, the old you died. Amen. Hallelujah. That is a change that takes place. Amen. So you got to ask yourself, have our truth been changed? Amen. When you start speaking those things of the old, amen, because the Bible says all things are new. You become new. You become a new creature.
All right now.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we look in verse 23 and 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is the spontaneous work of the Holy Spirit in us. The Spirit produces these character traits that are found in the nature of Christ. Amen. See, they are the byproducts of Christ's control. We can't obtain them by trying to get them without his help. See, if we have the fruit of the spiritual growing us, we must join our lives to his. We must know him. We must love him, remember him, and hallelujah, and imitate him. Amen. As a result, we will fulfill the intended purpose of the law. See, to love God and our neighbors, amen, you got to ask yourself, which of these qualities do you want the Spirit to produce in you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because in verse 23, because the God who sent the law also sent the Spirit, the byproducts of the Spirit-filled life are in perfect harmony with the intent of God's law. See, a person who exhibits the true, I'm talking about the true fruit of the Spirit, fulfills the law far beyond or far better than a person who observes the rituals by, hallelujah, I want you to understand, some people are so caught up in rituals, amen, and traditions, hallelujah, but they have little love in their heart. Hallelujah. I'm going to wrap up here, family. See, in order, when we look in verse 24 to 26 here, in order to accept Christ as Savior, we need to turn from our sins and willingly nail our sinful nature to the cross. This doesn't mean, however, that we will never see traces of his evil desires again. See, as Christians, we still have the capacity to sin, but we have been set free from sin's power over us. Amen? And no longer given to it. Amen? We must daily commit our sinful tendencies to God's control, daily crucify them. Amen? And moment by moment, draw on the Spirit's power to overcome them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God is interested in every part of our lives. I want you to understand, every part of your life, God is interested in, not just the spiritual part. So as we live by the Holy Spirit's power, we need to submit every aspect of our lives to God, emotional, physical, social, intellectual, vocational. See, Apostle Paul says that because we're saved, we should, hallelujah, we should live like it. Amen? How many people saying they're saved, but when you look at their life, it don't look like it? Hallelujah. So we should look like it, live like it, so all will see and know that we are children of God.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the source of your new life. So keep in step with his leading. Don't let anything or anyone else determine your values and standards in any area of your life. Amen? See, everyone needs a certain amount of approval from others, and I want to wrap up here. Some of us, and many of us, I don't care, maybe your husband, maybe your children, your mother, your friend, your coworker. See, everyone needs a certain amount of approval from others. But those who go out of their way to secure honor or to win popularity with a lot of people become conceited and show that they are not following the Holy Spirit's leading. Those who look to God for approval won't need to envy others at all, because we are God's sons and daughters, and we have his Holy Spirit as the loving guarantee of his approval. Hallelujah. And if you got that, amen, what else do you need? Yes. If you have God, you have all that you need. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things are lacking nothing, but you have to seek God first. Hallelujah. I pray that God had a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of the word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the word.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for the word today. God bless you. God keep you. When I say we thank God for the word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and he was the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness do not comprehend. So we thank God for the word on today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. God bless you. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition, and I'm going to, once you give your petition, I'm just going to pray collectively instead of one by one for the sake of time on it, so we don't get hung up on the line. Amen. So please stand with me. God bless you. God keep you. Aunt Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Bless for all my nieces and nephews who've taken care of this, my sisters, for Dorita's healing. For Toya and Jean Mackey, and for everyone that's on the line.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We come into agreement. We all touch and agree by saying amen for all the petition and prayer for the strength and the blessing of the Lord for every son and daughter that's in the position to care for their mothers. Amen. And for Latoya and Jean Mackey and Doris and her children. And we thank you, Father God, that you've heard our prayers and that you answered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you in the name. We love you. We pray your strength. Amen. We pray the peace of the Lord. Hallelujah. In your house and over you and in you. We speak life. Hallelujah. We speak blessing and favor and strength and restoration to your body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Mama Carolyn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning again. My prayer for that friend is for my husband. He's just calling out to the church praying for him because he's been losing weight. So my prayer is for him this morning, along with myself, for our whatever the situation is that God can pray us for. So just praying, lifting him up.
Amen. 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 We touch and agree this morning, family. Amen. We come into agreement with our sister this morning, our family member. And we just ask God that she would continue to heal, deliver her husband for whatever it is that is plaguing his body. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we know God to be a healer. We know you, Lord, to be a deliverer. We know you to be a way maker, promise keeper, and light in the darkness. So, Lord, we ask you to touch the body right now, hallelujah, of your son, your minister, Ralph Dillard, this day, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, right now, God, and turn it around for his good. And we thank you. We decree and declare victory over him right now and over your daughter. We pray strength and hallelujah. We pray peace, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, God. Keep you in his Jesus' name. We pray to God be the glory. Amen, 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 amen. Remember, we're going to be praying a collective prayer. God bless you, Mama. We love you so much.
God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah. And continue praying for me and my family, and also my sister this morning in Classy, Brian Classy, Adrian Singleton, and Jamie. I need the
Jamie
for them, so a special prayer for them.
Amen.
Amen. Pray for them for today.
No, I want you to say all of it.
You want to pray for you?
Yeah, I want to pray.
Okay, we'll say, ask for prayer.
Good luck there.
Yes, Lord.
Make sure.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're such an agreement with you both this morning. As we as a family, we say amen. We are in agreement in the name of Jesus Christ. We combine our faith with your faith, with your mother's faith. And then we ask God to move mighty in the life of Classy and Adrian, Jamie, your husband and children. Amen. The children of your mother and siblings. And we decree and declare victory over all. We decree and declare healing, deliverance, and God's protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, help us to hear from you. Help us, oh God, to receive from you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, with your guidance, oh God, we ask that you lead us, oh God, in all of who she's prayed for today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, making every crooked path straight before us and them, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare your goodness right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you both. God keep you. May God strengthen you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
My prayer is that the Lord will bless all of my family. Everyone that's on the line, God bless them and bless their families and keep them in his divine care, and that God will help me to live a life showing people that there is a God and he is good. And he
yes, Lord.
And that he
yes,
will increase my strength and my discernment and my love and my power and
yes,
show
Lord.
Me his will for my life.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
My mom. Kind of knocked out this morning.
Knocked out.
All right, but God bless us all and keep us. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We come, we touch and agree. Amen. With our faith, we combine our faith with your faith, and we just thank God. Hallelujah. Well, the word of God says we have faith to move mountains. We thank God for the faith that you've given us to move mountains in our lives and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anything that's not of you, Lord, let it be removed right now and taken out the way. And, Lord, all that your daughter has petitioned by faith of God, we ask, oh, God, oh, Lord, that you answer her prayer, oh, God. Hallelujah, that she will speak your word, oh, God, that all will know, oh, God, that you have sent your daughter, that they will receive, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That you will continue to strengthen your daughter, amen, her mother, God, and children, and siblings, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God keep you both. We love you both.
Hallelujah.
And today. And hallelujah. And Cousin Brenda Gale. We
hallelujah.
Love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still asking for prayer for all caregivers and the chaos
yes.
that's going in our world and the hate and the killing and the shooting.
Jesus.
I will need prayer. So just and everybody on the prayer line for strength for whatever they're having a problem in. It's so such a blessing to be here to hear everybody.
Yes,
Amen.
Amen. Lord to God, we touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, Father God, as we come with all faith and our combined faith with your daughter this day, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will strengthen, oh God, protect, oh God, and help, oh God, those that are in position to care for your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, every caregiver, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for long life for them, good life, wholeness, and newness of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you purge the land of the wicked one, oh God, that we, your children, may live in peace, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. According to Matthew 19, that we have the keys of the kingdom, amen. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind the kings and chains and the nobles with feathers and irons right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind the strong man and spoil his goods, amen. We bind everything and all power spirits arrayed against our life and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind the principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, amen. We bind our sickness and disease released against our mind and our bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We loose ourselves and those in our family from the bands of wickedness of this world in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We loose our mind, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We speak life, we speak victory, amen. We speak blessing and favor that coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And by faith we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Oh, God, will you just say, can't nobody do me like you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that it is done. That it is done. In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Cousin Earlene. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Aunt Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. My prayer is to keep praying for this prayer line because we're truly blessed because all the people we talk to, they seem to be doing well. And I'm so thankful for that our families, no major sickness in them. And I thank God for that. So pray for my family and everybody's family that's on the line.
Amen. We touch and agree today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you hear our prayers, but you answer our prayers. Amen.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for answering prayers right now. We thank you, Lord God.
Right.
Hallelujah for your daughter. We thank you, Lord God, for the life of your daughter, Eliza Jane. We thank you, Lord God, for the positioning for her life, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to use her mighty, oh God. Hallelujah. Surprise her, Lord God, with our goodness in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as she intercedes for others, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that for multiply blessing and favor to be upon her life. Lord, we pray for long life, good health, and strength in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank
we come
you,
against
man.
High blood pressure, cholesterol. We decree and declare, hallelujah, good health right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak life over you right now. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God. We decree and declare that we shall live and not die. We shall proclaim the good news, the gospel, hallelujah, the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. All belongs to
you,
Lord. We love you.
Pray.
And it's
thank
in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
God thank
bless
you,
Eliza Jane. We love you so, so much. We love
you
so much. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, some
Hallelujah.
People, you got a piece of the puzzle, and some of the puzzle, you can see it if you certain pieces missing, you can make it out.
Ooh.
But if we don't have that piece of Eliza Jane, we can't really make it out that good. Amen. So we thank God you are an important piece
thank
of this
you.
Family. We love you so
thank
much.
You,
hey, Bernadine, hey, Vera, hey, Ruth May, hey, Classy, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for
glory,
you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank God for my
hallelujah.
Mom. Thank you,
praise.
Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Vera, amen. Glory. We are so blessed
glory.
To have
yes.
you all.
Yes, yes.
We thank God for you so, so much. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Praise God.
I'm sorry. Sister Sharon, Mama Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. I was praying last night about you, and I want to meet you personally because you just don't know how you taught our lives and how you taking our lives on the prayer line. And I would love for you to make reservations whenever you can to come to Saturday. Don't worry about how you're going to get here because it's already planned in God's name. So
amen.
Just let us know. I know it might have to be through the week or whatever. Just let us know when you can come because God knows I want to see you in the name of Jesus because
amen.
You just don't know how you taught my life.
Yes.
And I just want to hold you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Just
amen.
Let us know.
Amen. It is done.
To come to Faraday, Louisiana. Don't worry about how you're going to do here. Just let us know how your expense is going to be, and we're going to bring you to Faraday, Louisiana. And
amen.
I'm going to get your mama. I'm going to bring your mama along with you. So we
yes,
just love
Lord.
To see you. Y'all, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking yes. prayer for Miss Mo. I'm
thank
asking
you,
prayer for my husband. I'm asking
yes,
prayer
Lord.
For myself. I just
yes,
thank
Lord.
God. God is
amen.
Good to us, and we
yes,
got to
Lord.
Put our faith to work. And I'm depending
yes,
on you. I ain't got to worry because God already gonna make reservation.
Yes, it's already done. It's already done. Thank you, Lord. My job that I'm working at through a temp agency, I got about 13 more days there. And then after that, I'll be on my way to Faraday. So I got 13 days.
Faraday,
Louisiana. I will make plans to come on out.
Everybody shout. Hallelujah.
Let us all know.
Let all know.
Yes, ma'am. Is everybody close to Faraday? Then. I'll be making those plans. June the 30th, I think is my last day there. They won't need me no more, so I'll be on my mission. So I'll be making plans. I'll let y'all know the date. I'll be coming out that way. Amen.
I know God will answer prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Then it is
for, but God is using me.
Yes, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I mean, ask God, wherever you send me, where you have me to go, after this, Lord God, I shall go. He said, get back in position. Come off that job.
Right.
I got work for you to do. I have kingdom work to do, so I'm going to do what
Amen.
God called me to do. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we thank God.
So good to see your family.
Yes,
amen.
I'm gonna come on
amen.
There, come on up, or come on down, whichever way you
go.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. We thank you, Father God, for the life up and strength of your daughter this day. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen her use of mind, oh God. Lord, increase the anointing that's on her life, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, fill it with thy spirit, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let fire be in her hands, oh God, as she will touch and heal the sick, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray the strength, oh God, in the health and the healing of the body of the life of her husband's family, oh God. And bless Lord, God. Lord, we know that you're God that is able to do all things. We know you to be a healer, oh God. Hallelujah. Well, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let healing, oh God. Hallelujah. Take place right now. The healing virtue, oh God, your healing anointing, oh God, into the life and the body of your children that's on the line. sisters, they calling by name, oh God. And we decree and declare victory, Lord. We stand on your promises, or yes and amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
Name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ heals them. Amen. Cleanses them, sanctifies them, and makes all things new. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mama Sharon. We love you. I thank God for you. And God has already answered that prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will be calling you and anyone else that need me to call, let y'all know I'm coming and how long I'll be there. And just let God use me. And I thank God for the using. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Glory to God. And I just want to thank God for the continuation of this line. Thank God for you, most of all, you know, continuing this line and keeping this line going. And I want to recognize Torn that's on the line. She doesn't know me, but I know her. And I thank God for her coming on the line, and also your daughter, Jamil, coming on the line. She didn't know me, but I know her, too. So we just thank God for our young people that's coming on the line, and we just continue to give God the glory and the praise and the honor. Amen.
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 Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Kim, we love you so much. We thank God for you. And I just pray God will continue to use you and strengthen you in the mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will open up doors that no man can close for your life. Amen. I see God open up more doors in ministry for you. Amen. I see you ministering to the youth. Amen. So as you go forward, know it is God that hella goes before you, preparing the way in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost upon your life, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, fresh. That's what I'm saying. Fresh. Hallelujah. Nothing old. All things new. Amen. God is doing a new thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a God of new.
Hallelujah.
Right there. Mama, they come out, but wash it a bit. For your grandchildren, amen. God bless you. God keep you.
Yes,
and
God
in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Those that act like they can see you before, guess what? They're going to see you. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you wouldn't there. Amen. They gonna see you. Amen. Act like you ain't what God said you are. Act like you ain't who God called you to be, but they gonna see you. Know they gonna start. God about to turn it around on how they feel about you. Amen. How they glory. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Not my word. We thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Glory to God. Cousin Kim, normally we have our prayers for 30 and 40 days. She's normally in position with me and others. So I just thank God for you as we get ready to approach that time again. Hallelujah. And we just thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Twan, my niece, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen. I'm so grateful just to be here. My spirits are lifted up. I had a spirit of expectation every time I get on the phone because I already know what it's going to be, and I know it's everything that I prayed and I hope for, and I know that I have a line on here. Everybody is just full of faith and hope, and I just know it's just so strong. So I'm just grateful that I'm already believing that everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on now. Just send me
praise God. Everything is done. It's all healing.
I understand.
I'm already believing. Distractions will be no more. I believe.
Praise God.
So I'm grateful. And I'm thankful. And I thank God.
All blessings, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, thank Lord. You. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, oh God, your servant. Lord, as we lift up to you, oh God, Lord, we ask that you touch her heart, oh God. Lord, touch her mind, oh God. Lord, we ask that you fix that is broken, mend the tear in her soul, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, blow on her, oh God. Anything that's attached itself to, oh God, anything, oh God, that the enemy has sent away, oh God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would turn it around for her good, oh God. Lord, we know your God will turn around, God. Turn every curse away, oh God. Every curse has been sent away of her family, oh God, her mother, her father, oh God, her children right now, her husband, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, turn it around, oh God, to bless her in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray right now that you will strengthen her with a supernatural strength. Let her receive supernatural favor that coming from you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let her receive a heavenly blessing on today, oh God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you as she comes expecting to receive, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you're already moving, oh God, that you're already answering in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will not let go, oh God, until she receives the blessing that's due to her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Like, hallelujah, like Jacob said, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you as she pray, oh God. Hallelujah. Open up her ears to hear from you, Father God. We silence the flesh. We shut it up right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that she receives from you, Father God. Let her receive divine directions and instructions, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Guide her in the spirit and the way she should go, oh God. Help her to make the right choices, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, help us to receive forgiveness right now, God. For your word says there is no, hallelujah, no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We come against that spirit right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak blessing and favor of the Lord upon your life right now. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say, I receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it is so. And it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 By the blood of Jesus. Amen. You just shout and praise God and know that when praises go up, blessings come down. Amen. Stay in that place right there of faith and trust in God and say, God, however you want to do it, Father God, I know it all will work out for my good. And I thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We thank God for family. We thank God for family because once a month on Sunday, on the fourth Sunday normally, we get together, me and my children, all my children and grandchildren, and we get in a circle and we tell each other how much we love each other and how we're there for one another. Amen. And that they have each other. And we do this once a month on Sunday and we pray and we eat and we have fun. And nobody's talking about each other. Got on and what you don't have. If you're not there to lift each other up, it's all about lifting each other up and encouraging one another. And if they lack anything, we're there to help them. We're not there to talk about what they don't have, and we're there to help you get what you are lacking. Amen. We're there to help you to see what you cannot see. We're there to help you go when you don't know how to go. We're there to help you to get direction when you don't have direction. That's what we're there for. We're not there to cut each other down. We're laughing and having a good time. And when we leave, we pray together. Amen. Yes. And we thank God that we'll come back together. Amen. And that's what God has given me for my family. And I pray if you're not doing that with yours, that you set a time aside for your family because ministry starts in the home. It starts with your family. Yes. And then it works its way outward. So hallelujah. And we
hallelujah.
We love you. I love everyone that's outside. I thank God for family.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless everyone on the line. This line got so much love, and I'm just full. I love everyone on this line, and I want you to pray for our kids and my sisters and my brothers, Father, and Heavenly Father. If He continue to bless me, I'm gonna try to be down there, be to Louisiana in July. So you all pray for my health, stay strong, because my boy's gonna bring me down. And I want to thank the Lord You know, I want you all to pray for me that I continue to get strong in Christ.
Amen. We catch and agree with all faith in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, all that your daughter has petitioned in prayer, oh God, all that she's laid at the cross today, Lord. We ask that you move mighty in her life and those in her family, oh God, her children and her brothers and sisters, oh God, all that she loves, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your mighty move. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you for your peace, your love, and protection, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen your daughter, oh God, with spiritual wealth,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
Oh, and so great and mighty,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
Your word. That she lay her eye of your word, oh God, that she will not just be a reader of your God of your word or hear, but she will be a doer of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, that she will shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help her to operate with wisdom that you give, oh God, hallelujah. Your word said, if we ask, oh God, you can give to us. Oh, Lord, let us receive it right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen.
God be good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you so much, cousin.
Thank you.
Yes, love you all, too.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray as we wrap up here. I lift up my household and all that's in it, my children, every family member. I pray the peace. Because a lot of times we allow this world to take our peace. The Bible says, Jesus says in his word that the world, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, amen. That the world cannot take our peace away because the world did not give it to us. He said, I give you peace that the world cannot take away. And except they did not give it to you. So we just thank God for peace. And I pray that you get back in that place of peace because the world did not give it to you. So receive the peace of the Lord. Hold on to it. Don't give it away.
Hold on.
They can't take it. You have to give it away to them. So hold on to the peace that Jesus gave. Amen. To you. Amen. And we thank you, Father God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Father God, for every prayer position that we're in, for your word saying that yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers right now in the mighty name
of Jesus Christ.
Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that you will continue to use us, mighty, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen us, oh God, as we go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, for healing right now for all that's on the line and all that we have lifted up on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that healing spring forth speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let our hearts beat, oh God, with the rhythm of life, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless the blood, oh God, for life of the flesh is in the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless us, oh God, with strength and let us not be feeble, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our hands and knees be confirmed and strong, oh God. We love you, oh Lord, our strength, and we thank
you.
Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we do not confess weakness. We confess strength, and hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we are strong, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless us and make us exceedingly glad with your presence. Hallelujah. Lord, make us full of joy in your presence. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we decree and declare by faith that we are blessed because our strength is in you. Let our flesh be fresher than our child. And let us return to the days of our youth, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let not our eyes become dim or our natural vigor diminish. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, restore health into us and heal our wounds. And those in our family, oh God, and all that we lift up today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bring health and a cure to every area of our lives and give us the abundance of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us prosper and be in health even as our soul prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over us right now. Arise over our life and those in our family with healing in your wings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against right now mind control, mental illness right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare victory over our minds and emotions. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions be healed through your mercy, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, heal every breach in our life. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Can we receive it right now? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
oh, Father,
Lord.
God, seek to find in this day.
Thank you.
Come to your mountain. Let the blessing of Zion be upon our life and those in our family. we come to lie, Lord. Hallelujah. Command your blessing to life forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your presence be upon our life continually. And let your blessing be continued. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, right there, my favor. We receive the blessing and favor of Zion. There's no mountain as holy as Zion. We are standing to dwell at the hallowed at your holy hill, O God. Zion is your habitation. We dwell and live
thank
where you are. We enjoy your blessings, Father.
Thank
if ever
you,
has enjoyed me upon our head, we come to Zion this day. Take our life. That sorrow and sadness flee away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us sing in the height of Zion. In the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Hallelujah. Let our soul be like a water garden so that we look forward no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
The sin and the sin upon our life and those in our family. Give your angels charge over us, Father God, and deliver us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, let the angel of the Lord chase the enemy. Let the angel of the Lord persecute the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we've come to Zion and to an immeasurable, hallelujah, company of angels, and we thank you. We are heir of salvation. Send your angel, Lord, to minister to us and those in our family. Oh, Lord, send your angel to deliver us from the hand of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we confess, hallelujah, before your holy angels right now. Send your angels in the night to minister to us and those in our family. Let your angels meet us as we walk in our destiny. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. Send your angels to be involved in reaching the lost, oh God. Release your angelic army to fight for hallelujah and defend your church, oh God. Send your angels to smite the demons that come to destroy us and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. Lord, we pray for every man of God right now, oh God, that they will operate according, hallelujah, to the Holy Spirit. My Lord, that they will love their wives as the church, as Jesus loved the church. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare deliverance for every man of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we pray for your leading and guiding right now. We pray for direction, oh God. Hallelujah. That we will always have true fellowship with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you restore the home, oh God. Restore, hallelujah, man in the home. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Restore, God, our health, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every bone in our bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for restoration. Restore our finances and support, oh Lord. Restore our marriages, oh God. Restore relationships between parent and child, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, husband and wife, oh God. Restore our businesses, oh God. Hallelujah, our ministries, oh
Lord.
Help us to receive from you, Father God. To walk according to the Spirit and not of the flesh. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and every family member and loved one and all that we're concerned about. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our marriages, over the ministry, our finances, our business, over our opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our home right now, our properties, our spiritual life, our destiny, and our calling. I apply the blood
yes,
of Jesus
Lord.
Christ as a barrier around us to protect us from the enemy. I apply the blood of
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare no devil can touch us. Amen. And those in our family,
amen.
I decree and declare that we are free from every attack of the devil. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the power in his name. Hallelujah. That we are free. Hallelujah. That we are set free from every attack of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from every witchcraft or sorcery, satanic attack. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare, hallelujah, this deliverance, that we are set free from all health issues that may arise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from all dangers and sicknesses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from any limitations or stagnation. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, our entire family, our family, our loved ones, all that we're concerned about are set free from all attacks of the devil. Hallelujah. And we just want to say
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, that we are set free from our various chains, walls, blockages that are hindering us from making progress in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we can see in the fact that it is so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power of blood of Jesus Christ, that we'll set free from any signs of depression. Amen. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we'll set free to be happy again, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
We thank you for the past. We thank you, Lord God, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ,
you.
You are doing a new great thing in us. Amen. The curse of stagnation is broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Thank you.
It didn't say the flood would come, but didn't say that the flood wouldn't come. Amen. The Bible didn't say there will not be no trials and tribulations of those who are in Christ. It tells us that we will experience these things, but God is with us. Amen. God bless you. God keep you all family. I love you so much. At this time,
love you.
If you have anything you like to say, please do so. If I just say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't Bernstein. God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and your family. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Mama Carolyn, I know you're on the line. I know your phone dropped, but you still had the other one up. Mama. Carolyn. Okay. Amen. God bless you, Mama.
God bless us.
Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank God for this wonderful prayer today, and God bless
Thank
you.
God.
Your family.
Amen.
You want to say anything?
God bless the prayer.
Amen.
All of you all.
Amen. We love you so much, Aunt Vera. God bless you. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Amen. Mama, you there?
Something happened. I don't know. So I'm saying I'm on the other line, but amen. God bless you. Until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We love you so much, Mama. I love you, and I'll be coming by every evening. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I wish you still did hair because my hair needs to be helped. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
I forgot to mention that Aunt Jane and I will be flying into South Carolina on Friday for my granddaughter's graduation. So,
amen.
All is well. So that's
beautiful.
This will be my first time leaving my mom, so I pray that all goes well here.
It will.
But may the Lord bless you and protect you and keep you. We just can't thank God enough for you. We love you. We love you. And we thank God so much for you.
Amen.
Amen.
through. God bless you. We pray traveling grace and mercies. We pray the protection of the Lord. The head, the protection of God around your mother and anyone that God has called to help with her. Amen. If they would have a heart like yours and the intention that you have to take good care of her in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare all is well. And bless your granddaughter, I believe you said, your granddaughter and all that's traveling with you. That God, knowing that God is with you and all is well. Enjoy. Have a good time. Know that God is with you. Your mother, amen. Amen. God is with us and God is with your mom. So all is well. God bless you. God
all is well.
All is well. Thank you. Amen. We love you. You still sleep?
Love you too.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank God for you. Thank God for that powerful prayer. This has lit up my day and my body and everything. Thank you. God bless you and your family and strength and love and happiness and joy for everybody on the line. God, please be with you always.
Amen. God bless you. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and all that you've spoken over us. May it be unto you as well in your household. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead. Ain't Eliza Jane, can you hear me? Maybe her line hung up by mistake. All righty. God bless you. God keep you in case the line hung up. It could be the case. Amen. Mama Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God bless everyone on the phone this morning. And God bless you because that prayer you prayed this morning is just my whole body in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I can't thank you enough. That's why I want to just see you. You are a powerful woman, and I'm praying for your family in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You know I love you, Mama Sharon. We thank God for
you
so much.
I love you.
Amen. God bless you. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Twan, my niece Twan.
Yes, I just want to say I love you guys and staying here. Happy Father's Day.
Love you.
Hear me? Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, and I hope that you guys have a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend.
Thank you,
God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I believe. Okay, Sister Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to thank Unrunner Saints. Y'all always calling me and my family out. And I love everybody, but I got a special love for her. And I want to thank you all. Keep on praying for me that I get out of this bed and walk. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. I thank you all once again. I thank your family. I love you so much. God loves you more. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that you are a child of God. Your tomorrows are going to be filled with joy, peace, and accomplishment beyond anything you can possibly imagine if you can believe. You are living in the kingdom of glory where Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together. To God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, I want to see.